Hey, church family, it's Thursday and we're moving right on through 1 Timothy. We are in chapter 3 today, and in the title or the subtitle of this part of the chapter at the beginning is Qualifications for Overseers and Deacons. So remembering that they're just figuring out how to do church, right? Because they don't have the temple and all of the sacrifices of the temple. The Christian church is a new thing. And so Paul is giving directions here as to what the government of the church needs to look like, or what the qualifications are for the church leaders. And he talks about two different groups of people here. He talks about people that he calls overseers. Now, a word that's used interchangeably with overseer is elder. Okay, so when you read overseer, you can also read elder. I'm going to pause there, and I'm going to read this first part of chapter 3 about what he says about the qualifications to be an overseer or an elder. He says this, verse 2 and following. Now the overseer is to be above reproach. That's like my favorite life theme. Faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. For if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may be conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. So he's giving what the qualification list for to be an overseer or an elder. Now, looking at the job description of what the Bible tells us an elder is to do, their job is to teach and preach. Their job is to direct the affairs of the church. Their job is to shepherd the flock and to guard the church from error, to find error in the church and to get rid of it, or to make sure the church doesn't go through the wrong, go down the wrong path theologically. So if teaching, preaching, directing the affairs of the church, shepherding the flock, and guarding the church for error, if those are called elders or overseers, what would we call those today? Well, that sounds a whole lot like my job description as the pastor. So when you read that, think of that as a pastor. I know not every church calls the church leadership the same thing. We don't call me an elder in our church, though based on what the biblical qualifications are, that's what I am. He then brings up this word called deacons and the qualifications for being a deacon. And the word deacon, translated from Greek, simply means one who serves. But this isn't just a lay leader in the church, not just somebody who serves on a volunteer team, but somebody who also serves in a leadership way in the way that they serve at the church. And here's what he says about these qualifications. In the same way, verse 8 and following, in the same way, deacons are to be worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. In the same way, the women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be faithful to his wife, and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. So what Paul is saying here is very important, and that is that leadership in churches need to be people who are walking the talk. Not just people who are gifted, not just people who can preach, not just people who can serve people, but we need to work to make sure that leadership in Christian churches is godly, God-directed, Holy Spirit-directed leadership. So as you're looking through this today, just think about these qualifications. And I just wanted to clarify with you kind of the difference between an overseer and a deacon. Again, many churches call people who serve on a board an elder board or a deacon board. It doesn't mean they all teach and preach and all of this. So we call our church board, you know, you ready for this? We call it a church board, a board of directors. And it consists of elders, which is the pastoral staff, Pastor Derek and myself, and it includes deacons. And deacons can be people who are leaders in the church. So wanted to clarify that all with you today. I hope you enjoy chapter 3, and then we'll be back in chapter 4 tomorrow.